This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome back in this special edition in this blessed month in the beautiful surroundings where you see brother Abdurrahim and myself. We're not together, but we're both in equally beautiful surroundings, mashallah. So everyone knows who that is in that corner. So introduce yourself, young man.
This is Abdurrahim Green, and in the other corner, whichever one that is that you're looking at, you never really know, is of course the esteemed Dr.
Abdulhaq Baker. Not so sure about the esteem so much.
Yeah, I know.
The compliments, his nice eminence, and
his eminence, the esteemed, the.
How are you, Abdurrahim?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not too bad. Alhamdulillah. Always alhamdulillah. Always alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Tell us where you are in this beautiful.
I'm just outside my house, actually. I'm literally just outside my house. That's it. I was looking for a good angle, but it's like the options are not that many on this spot, because I've either got the bins behind me, that wouldn't look good, or I could face, you know, with the camera in the kitchen, but then my kids and wife and stuff are walking through, so okay, that wouldn't be good.
Right.
So yeah, you've got the driveway. That's what you got. You know. So.
I'm here in Dubai. It's getting very hot here again, mashallah. It was 35 this morning. I think it's going close to 40 after this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
But beautiful views and scenes. It's very scenic around where I am, mashallah. So grateful. And that brings us to today's talk, which you were wondering before, and why is he choosing this title, Truffles and Gratitude? And I think, it's a strange topic.
No, bro, you know what? I learned something. Subhanallah, I learned something I didn't. Anyway, go on. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, mashallah. Why truffles? And I want to go back.
Why? Explain why, because that's what I learned.
In Baqarah, the 57th ayah, English rendition. Where Allah says to Bani Israel, and we gave you the shade of clouds and sent down to you manna and quails, saying, eat of the good things we have provided for you, that they rebelled. So they rebelled to us, but to us they did no harm, but they harmed their own. So Allah's saying this concerning Bani Israel when they had and they had escaped. That's all right. That escaped the captivity of Pharaoh and his hosts. And so basically Allah provided for them manna and quails from the heavens, from Jannah. And this was the thing, Abdurrahim. When we read this, and I was reading it, I was thinking, manna, what is manna? And I looked at the hadith where the Prophet describes manna as truffles. As a truffle, and it shocked me, because we've read it so many times, and truffles are a delicacy here.
Yeah, I never. The thing. I never knew manna was truffles. Yeah, I all I'd read is it's some sort of bread-like thing, or it's something like some sort of bread, or it's some dew, or like something like that. So it's the first time I've ever heard manna described as truffles. And my God, Allah certainly did decide to, like, give them the best of the best food. It's like, that's like seven star cuisine.
Know about quails as a delicacy, already. This baby bird. And manna being quails. And here, for those who are not sure, it's not the chocolate side, but truffles are a prized culinary ingredient. They have a musky scent and an intoxicating singular flavor. They are a commodity that can elevate a fine dining experience or add a touch of refinement to even the simplest of foods. Think shaved truffles on pasta or French fries.
Yep. Oh. Is that me? Bro, I've lost you, man.
Right, we're back. We're all back. Don't ask me
what. You were just quoting. You were just going through the finest dining experience, mashallah. Yeah. Nah, you're frozen, bro. Abdulhaq is frozen again. So I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see if he can join us again as he's describing truffles to us. I think we need him on because Abdulhaq, mashallah, he's going to do the intro based on his thoughts on this matter. And I know it's always going to be an interesting conversation. But let's see. I don't know, we might have to leave and come back. So stay with us and we'll start again, inshallah.